AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As a floral memorial grows in Roanoke, Virginia, there are still few answers as to why a gunman opened fire and killed an on-air reporter and her cameraman yesterday morning. WDBJ General Manager Jeffrey Marks says the gunman, Vester Flanagan, was fired by that station more than 2 years ago.
That all ended 2.5 years ago. And we are still at a loss to figure out what happened to him in those 2.5 years.
Flanagan reportedly wrote angry, rambling letters to a Roanoke restaurant months before the attack. There is a sense of revival today in New Orleans, nearly 10 years after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. President Obama talked with reporters today while walking through the Tremé neighborhood.
The fact that we can make this many strides 10 years after a terrible, epic disaster, I think it's an indication of the kind of spirit that we have in this city.
In a speech later today, the president is expected to talk of the problems New Orleans faced before Katrina and what it has done since then to correct those problems. Washington State's Governor Jay Inslee says the wildfires scorching his state are a slow-motion disaster. Heavy smoke continues to fill the air, sending a number of people to hospitals. Gary Roberts is a spokesman for the Okanagan Emergency Operations Center.
We've seen a rise in folks coming to the hospitals with respiratory issues. We've given out over 40,000 masks. We've got more coming.
A red flag warning has been posted for the Okanagan complex because of rising temperatures, falling humidity, and increasing winds. Jury deliberations began this afternoon in the trial of New Hampshire prep school student Owen LaBrie, who's accused of raping a 15-year-old girl as part of a senior ritual at his school. He claims the girl was a willing participant. After a strong rally early in the day, the markets pulled back, and now they're surging again. And nearing the close, the Dow's up 360 points. This is AP Radio News. A standoff over issuing same-sex marriages continues in Kentucky, despite repeated court orders for her to sign off on the documents. A court clerk refuses to do so, citing her religious beliefs. Professor Sam Markison says she might go to the Supreme Court, but that move may not be successful.
Given how firm and clear the denials have been thus far, her chances of getting a stay pending appeal from the Supreme Court are very slim.
At least four people reportedly have died in severe flooding and mudslides on the island of Dominica because of Tropical Storm Erica. Three of the deaths happened during a mudslide that swept over a home, killing an elderly blind man and two children. Forecasters say nearly 9 inches of rain fell on the mountainous island late yesterday, followed by another 6 inches early today. Animal keepers in Washington say the National Zoo's remaining newborn panda cub is healthy and was active in nursing through the night. Its littermate died yesterday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.